Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner, the program manager for the center, and I want to welcome you to the program today.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. It's a great opportunity with the new year upon us to look back at 2007 and see, you know, what was good and what wasn't maybe so good, or at least what challenged us. And certainly the challenges were there.
Yeah, it hasn't been the smoothest of years this year. We've had a little issues with the economy. The job growth hasn't been what we want it to be. The housing market is slumped, and that's slowing everything else down, it seems. And then we've had our assortment of disasters with the bridge collapse and the flooding in southeast Minnesota. And so all in all, it's been a year that's been kind of making people say, thank goodness that's over.
That's true. Although, you know, you can look at some of the positive aspects of what happened in 2007. For instance, in the flooding issue, it really gave us an opportunity to look at how we're set for disaster preparedness.
And exactly.
By and large, I think the state did relatively well. Certainly there are areas of improvement that can be made, but, you know, that was a great opportunity to learn where those holes exist.
Exactly. And in the case of the bridge collapse, it's really shown a spotlight on the condition of our roads and bridges. Not that every bridge is ready for collapse, but it just shows that we can't sit and endlessly debate our transportation bills anymore, and things just really have to move forward. And in areas even like health care, in the last year, it's risen in the level of discussion now to the point where at the state and federal level, people are talking about reform with health care that we never would have even considered a couple of years ago.
So, you know, if you look at the challenges that have been thrown at us in the year 2007, and yes, many of us would like to wave a hearty goodbye to that and welcome 2008, it does give us also opportunities in 2008 to perhaps deal with some of these issues in a constructive manner and try to see where things are going. Now, it wasn't all gloom and doom in 2007.
No.
There was some great economic news for agriculture, right?
Yeah, the farm economy is doing great. I mean, corn and soybean are at record prices now, and that's doing well. The property values for ag land are up, and there's no arguing that the farm economy is just doing great right now. And now that alternative energy has been included in the federal energy bill, Minnesota has had a fantastic head start with alternative energy in biofuels and even biosciences. So we're really well positioned for that.
Absolutely. And the only thing that I would say is that it doesn't always, the great ag economy doesn't necessarily equate to a great economy in all the small rural communities.
No, not really. Not anymore. And that's something that economic developers are going to have to work on in the future, is how to get those two economies connected again the way they used to be.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you, Marnie, for dropping by. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year.
We'll catch you next time. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development.